from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You're not going to believe it, but we are together again. Twice in a week in the same confines. Three in 2 weeks, which begs the question, are you secretly exploring restraining order options?
No, but I mean, if this is above not norm, 3 in 2 weeks, I'm thinking that may be another month before we're together again. So
nice to see you, buddy. Nice to see you.
See, this cord is bugging me, Jay. I'm sorry, but I'm putting it under my arm.
You need the clip.
I need the clip, absolutely. Thanks for watching on MSG. If you are tuning in MSG, if not, you're listening on WGR 550, and thank you for that as well. We are at KeyBank Center. There's a lot going on here. A lot of people walking around. It's great. I just want to start by saying that Paul Hamilton took a shot at me on social media just about 20 minutes ago, and I use one of your favorite word in the English dictionary.
Oh, boy.
Darren Dreger's favorite word.
Oh, boy.
When he comes, talks about having a weekend, having a great weekend.
Oh.
Because in the whole thing, and we're not going to dwell on it, black and red and blue and gold, and Tate Thompson said what he said or whatnot. So our top boss, Peter, put it out there, like, what do you guys think? You like black and gold or blue and gold and black and red? And so Paul Hamilton says, well, Marty didn't look good in either of them. I said, you're right, Paul. I didn't look good. I look great in both of them. There you go. I took a shot back. That's the way it works.
Is Scotty Bowman on social?
No, seriously. I need to take another shot at Scotty. Although I respect Scotty. I would never take a shot at Scotty.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. Not that I don't respect Paul Hamilton, but it's easier to take a
you
shot
said
at
there was Hamilton. A lot going on here. Is there free food here today?
There has to be some free food. I mean,
and sorry, it's an employee-only event. I want to stress that we don't need people rushing through the doors here.
But anyway, so that's that's what's going on. I see a lot of blue and gold, a lot of black and red. I see a lot of different colors here.
Do you know what's?
And you got your Bandit stuff on, so that's great.
Yeah, because they were the last team to win in this building, and they won the championship.
That's perfect.
So I felt compelled to come back into KeyBank Center with the great vibes, and you heard me talking yesterday about those Bandits who are on the Six Nations Chiefs that are vying for the Man Cup starting on September 6th. Well, what I didn't have time to get into was that Chase Fraser and Chris Kluche have been playing on the Allegheny Arrows, and they are out in British Columbia right now vying for the Senior B National Championship, the President's Cup. They won their first four games of the round robin. They lost yesterday. They'll have the sixth and final game of the round robin today. And I believe because of those first four wins, they have already locked themselves into a top four spot for the semifinals. So this is really great. And then, of course, you have those who are playing in the PLL as well. And not to get too far down the lacrosse path, but why wouldn't I? Very quickly, less than a month from now, the World Box Lacrosse Championships will be taking place just down the road, down the thruway, in Utica, starting on September 20th.
Utica's having all these events going on right now.
It's big.
They have the women's
and
world.
It's men's and women's for the box lacrosse. So Well, honestly,
how many times are you going to make the trip down?
Well, I don't think – see, we're in preseason mode at that point, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get to as many as
You can do two things.
But there will undoubtedly be streaming.
If you want.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want a little help, we can call our buddy Robert Esch, who's the kingpin in Utica. Big Utica guy. He's the president of the Utica
– Is he still?
Devils now, because they're the New Jersey Devils team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still and will be – he's the man there. But also, if you want to, our team of the day, we'll get to a little later in the show, are the Ottawa Senators. Why don't you call Travis Green? Call Travis. He was big in Utica. He was the head coach there for a long time. Call him and say, hey, I need tickets. You got contacts.
Do you know why this is important, that Ottawa's team of the day? They have the newest National Lacrosse League team.
Oh, yeah.
Because New York just moved there. So this is the first year for Ottawa back in the National Lacrosse League.
Good. New York was struggling. They moved around a little bit everywhere, but yes.
But
they
not, to make it
Laval,
about,
right?
Not to make it about me. What?
They played a game in Laval.
Well, yeah, that was just was not really. Yeah, I mean, they didn't end up moving to Laval or Montreal.
They played a game there.
Right,
yeah.
But so I was the, I don't know if you could really call it the voice of.
Oh,
but
days,
when Ottawa came into the National Lacrosse League 23 years ago as the Rebel, I was doing play-by-play on the score. Because I'd been with, I had just left Headline Sports, which became the score.
Yeah.
But during.
You came back from through the front door?
During my time at Headline Sports when we launched. And we were the first ones in Canada to have the ticker that would never go away.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm like...
That would burn into your TV.
I'm like, we have to have lacrosse on this ticker. And I banged that drum forever and ever and ever. And we eventually got, like, Minto Cup and Man Cup scores on the ticker. And then Ottawa comes into the league and they're like, we're going to do some games. Do you want to do some? I'm like, yes.
Your love of lacrosse definitely big. But hey, yeah. Ottawa also has a new center ice logo that fills out the whole circle. That's the big thing now on social media because Vancouver has the same thing. The Florida Panthers have a big new logo at center ice.
Things I don't know without being on social.
Well, the ice are going into a lot of buildings right now, and it's the big thing to go on Instagram or X and just kind of point out that the logos are looking different. We don't have ice here in Buffalo yet because they have been working on the giant video board, and so that was the one thing. The ice will probably go in the next little bit here, and the Sabres already made a change to the bigger logo and a different color logo, a little bit more of a royal blue, and not a navy blue over the last couple of years. So I don't expect any changes, but a lot of different looking logos at center ice. The Flyers, by the way, decided
to go. Have to go there?
Because this is old school, and you may appreciate that old school mentality.
Unless it's filled with number 12 for Tim Kerr, I'm not interested.
They went back to like the era of the Flyers when they used to have two logos at center ice, one on each side of the red line,
ones,
the tiny ones.
Well, everybody used to. I mean, that's
Buffalo did.
Everybody did.
Everybody did. So, but the Flyers went back to the Flyers logo on both sides, one way, one the other way. So I think that's interesting.
Are they outside of the circle?
No, they're in the circle.
They can't be much bigger than what they used to be. There's not a lot of square footage to work with.
No, they look like it looks like an old school picture a little bit.
Are they celebrating an anniversary?
I don't think so.
Wow. That's a bold step to go smaller in a world where everybody's going bigger.
I think it's going different. And that's something that we like to celebrate sometimes when teams go different.
Huh. Well, I mean, you mentioned Ottawa team of the day. You mentioned Ottawa center ice. I was thinking, how many times is Rasmus Dahlin going to celebrate at or near center ice in Ottawa in the head-to-head games this year? I probably shouldn't have looked up his stats against Ottawa career-wise. Okay, so, yeah, kind of a large minus, 11 points in 19 games. Not Dahlin's best work.
No.
However, he is once again ranked in the top 20 among NHL Network blue liners.
It is a very interesting top 20.
Is your choice of interesting?
It's not a great top 20. It's an interesting top 20. Just like we debated the top 10 goaltenders, I had the same 10 goaltenders as the NHL Network. You had one different.
Who? Georgiev, probably.
Yes, it was Georgiev. You put at number 10, I believe. Allmark was on my list. And no, you had Aiden Hill. at 10, Duffer. You did not have
Georgiev. I'm big on cups, if you
But you said
noticed.
You wanted to add Georgiev close to. I had Allmark. The NHL Network did have Allmark. It starts well with the top 20. You have Kel McCarr, Quinn Hughes, Victor Hedman, Roman Josi, Miro Heiskanen. I think pretty much everybody or close to everybody would say, yeah.
Josi should be higher.
Well, I know you probably would put Josi above Hedman.
Maybe I put him ahead of Quinn Hughes.
I think that's a tough one. But you love Roman Josi. Everybody's good. But top five is top five. I think that's a really nice top five. They lost me at number six, and I get it. That number six, Gustav Forsling, was great in the playoffs.
Why do you have an allergy to Stanley Cups?
I know. I don't have an allergy to Stanley Cup. I'm saying, like, this is a top 20. This is the top 20 defenseman in the National Hockey League. You cannot have Gustav Forsling six. He's great. And a lot of people didn't even know him before the playoffs this year. And he had a fantastic playoffs, and he's awesome. But you can't have him number six. The NHL Network put him number six. That's ahead of Charlie McAvoy, Adam Fox, Evan Bouchard, Rasmus Dahlin. I think we've mistaken the number six position here.
I don't.
Okay, you like him. I know you like him.
I mean, I don't know who's responsible for putting the list together, but I'm just appreciative of the fact that they didn't just go to Puckpedia and rank everybody by salary. So thank you for acknowledging that sometimes lesser light salaries like Gus Forsling can, in fact, make their way up to prominence.
I like the list. Listen, the top 20, well, I like the players on the top 20. But because when you did your list, you added Aiden Hill and you had Georgiev when we talked about the goaltenders being on that, they could crack the top 10. I think there's four defensemen right now that are not on the top 20 that I can make an argument.
Did you go through the top 20?
Okay, I'll go through the rest of them. So we did the top 10.
Well, hang on. Let's reset here.
Okay.
Like, at number six, it's Forsling.
Yes.
So what are you most upset about as you go down? Like, who's the next guy on the list that should be ahead of Forsling, in your opinion? Or are you saying everybody on the list?
I'm saying McAvoy, Fox, Bouchard, Dahlin should be ahead of Gus Forsling. I would probably put him in the 10 to 15 range. Noah Dobson is 15th. Come on, people. Noah Dobson should not be 15th on that list.
He's never scored a playoff goal.
I get
ever.
That.
I'm big on cups.
70 points
Sorry.
Last year. 70 points last year.
Yeah, I know. And what are you getting in the playoffs in five games before they got bounced by Carolina?
Not on him.
Squat.
I'm gonna use the me, myself, and I on this one. Like, sometimes it's not on the individual.
I know it's not. But collectively, if you have bigger individual performances, you might win.
Okay. Dougie Hamilton is 19th.
Well, the only catch there is they're saying it right now in big, bold letters on NHL Network.
Tomorrow may be a different day.
Well, Dougie didn't play last year.
I get it.
Like, but he absolutely should be in the top 10, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, based on what his career has done and what the expectations are going into this year, which are sky high for the Devils, I think, compared to where they were last year. And I think the expectation is that Dougie Hamilton will again crest over the 70-point plateau. So I think you'd be hard-pressed to find 10 other defensemen on this list that are going to have more than 70 points this year.
It's very hard to do. And again, it goes back to Dougie and Noah Dobson. I'm not trying to emphasize the offense, but production is a big part of the play of a lot of the new age defensemen, the McCarr and the Quinn Hughes and whatever. Mm-hmm. So Dahlin is 11th. I think that's fair. Do I see Dahlin?
He was 7th before.
He has been. But again, that comes to, hey, look, the Sabres have still not made the playoffs, and yours should be the number one guy pushing that. And I think 11th is fair. Some guys have jumped a little ahead of him. Could Dahlin be a top five guy next year? Absolutely. He could slide into top five, top seven. 11th is fair. I'm not going to debate Rasmus Dahlin at 11. I think that's fine. And I don't see any other Sabres on that list, and that's fine too, because I think Owen Power still needs to play at a much higher level. I think that Bo Byram could say, hey, you know what? He puts a 65-70-point season and is big on the power play. All of a sudden, you can debate him in the top 25, top 30. Mm-hmm. Maybe not top 20, but that's all good. Rasmus Dahlin, the Lone Sabres there, I'm fine.
But not moving forward, he can't be fine with it.
No, because, again,
power
I think
has
that,
to get in that list at some point.
I think, like, you'd have Dahlin soon, right? In top seven. And
well,
power.
How many teams are on here that have two? In the top 20.
So you
20.
Have Colorado as two.
They have McCarr and Taves.
You have Edmonton have two with Bouchard and Mathias Ekholm.
Yep.
You have, I think that may be it.
I think that's it.
I think that's probably it. Yeah, absolutely. So that's the thing.
And Devon Taves never would have been listed in this group while an Islander.
No, Devon Taves. But that's my point, though.
And Matthias Ekholm never would have been in this list had he not gone to Edmonton. And I don't even know if his game has improved. I loved Ekholm as a Predator. But nobody chooses to focus on certain teams. And yes, I'm wide-brushing negativity towards mainstream media. Ekholm, because the Oilers have been good and went to a Stanley Cup final, has garnered more attention. His game has not improved, in my opinion. He has been rock steady his entire career.
So, good
for him. I'm thrilled. This is a negative way of me getting to the point where I'm thrilled that Ekholm is that.
That's great.
But I don't even know if he is a top 20.
He's definitely not. Okay, so let's quickly go through. So you got Makar, Hughes, Hedman, Josi, Heiskanen. That's the top five. Gus Forsling, Charlie McAvoy, Adam Fox, Evan Bouchard, Devon Taves. That's your next five, so that's the top ten.
Mm-hmm.
Dallin, Josh Morrissey, Winnipeg, Jacob Slavin, Zach Werenski, Noah Dobson is 11 through 15. And then you have Matthias Ekholm, Drew Doughty, Noah Hanifin, Dougie Hamilton, Mo Sider. So I get it. They're all great. They can all be debated.
Wait a minute.
What?
Is Noah Hanifin even on the top pair in Vegas?
Okay, here's my point. That is exactly my point right now, Duffer.
Alex and Petrangelo and Shea Theodore
are not on the list.
Like, and maybe
yes.
From one year to the next. Like, I get it. No, I don't get it. Who am I kidding? I obviously don't get it because I'm making a point of this. Seriously, Vegas has the best defense corps in the league, in my opinion.
And the top two defensemen are not on there.
I think that's right, isn't it?
Okay, so here's my thinking here. And I like Gus Forsling, but really, like, would Ekblad have been the number one guy last year in Florida?
No.
Was it Forsling, or was it like?
It was clearly Forsling.
Okay, it's the, you know.
But again, let's stress the right now thing.
The right now, yeah.
So
okay.
They're going top 20 defensemen right now. So the guy just won the cup. He had every commentator trying to find different ways to accentuate how impactful Forsling had been against top opponents
I'll give him a top 10, fine, but six is art. Okay, how is Mike Madison not on this list?
Dude.
Mike Madison, I'm just going to say, hear me out here. The production, the minutes.
You've been spending too much time at Lecom Harbor Center.
I have been. I really like Mike. He's a great guy. And he came over to me the other day and kind of spoke French for a little bit. So because
un peu? He's,
un petit peu, oui, très bien. Merci. But anyway, Mike Madison, I think what he's been doing in Montreal, despite being on a terrible team, you know, mentoring all the young defensemen and producing and playing a ton of minutes, is a number one in Montreal better than a number two, like, or three, like Noah Hanifin or like Devon Taves? Why is Philip Hronek not on the list if Matthias Ekholm and Devon Taves are there? Hronek plays with Quinn Hughes.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, I would say if you were looking for someone who would have been vaulting into this conversation, I think you just landed on it.
Like Philip Hronek.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I think that probably is a really valid name. If I was sitting just sitting at the corner at Southern Tier and debating who's better, Philip Hronek or Noah Hanifin, I'm going to go Hanifin all day long.
Yeah, but who? Yeah, okay. But again, like Hanifin, then I'm going to say Shea Theodore, Alex Petrangelo. We're going to switch around. We're going to put somebody else from Vegas in the top conversation.
Yeah.
One that you really like.
Who?
How about right now, Brock Faber?
Oh.
How is he? Okay, Gus Forsling came on the scene with the performance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Brock Faber, as a rookie, did everything in Minnesota.
Okay,
everything.
So I'm going to invoke the cup's clause and how far away from the cup you are. So Brock never made the playoffs. Mike Matheson never made the playoffs. So I get it. And then so maybe that's an even bigger feather in Darlene's cap.
He's on the list.
Is that he hasn't made the playoffs yet. And he's still ranked number 11th and previously was in the top 10. So, and therefore, you know, as a top pick like Dahlin was, that steers me right back to Owen Power and the likelihood, the ability, and the hope that he gets into that list even quicker than Dahlin did.
Yes.
You know, and he's right on the cusp now, obviously, of getting that, you know, experience of multiple years and then ascending to that next level.
Anyway, the word of the day, I don't know what the word of the day was on your computer. And
oh,
your phone,
it was Aaron.
But for me, it's erroneous. Erroneous, Your Honor. That list is a mistake. It's wrong. It has holes.
Is it erroneous spelled like heronic?
No, it doesn't start with an H.
With a little H in front
of
it?
No, it does not start with an H. So anyway, that's the word of the day. I'm going to yell it out to everybody. Look at that, fans. Erroneous, people. That's the way it is.
The word of the day is actually Clement.
Like Bill Clement?
Well, that's what I would have thought, and he would have been a perfect person to analyze this top 20 defense the NHL. It's a formal word used to describe weather that is mild.
Yes, it's Clement.
Yes, or in other words, neither too hot nor too cold.
Well, it is not Clement in the atrium of KeyBank Center right now, because no ice means hot weather temperature inside the building.
Sue prefers to live in places with a more clement climate.
Yep.
Try that tongue twister a few times. I'm not sure who Sue is, but a big shout out to her.
Somebody shared, Sabres Classic shared a clip of me playing my first NHL game in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
it was an ESPN game. Bill Clement is like, oh, that kid, 18-year-old Marty Baron, does that, the other thing. And so somebody on X responded, Clement, hands of cement. I'm like, I wonder if that was something that people would yell at Bill Clement when he came into the your building.
Yeah, when he won the Stanley Cup against
Buffalo. Clement, hand of cement. I think that's
fun. It is fun.
That is fun.
Have I told the story about the near fire with Bill and NHL Network and me?
No.
No? We'll save it for
Gary Thorne, Bill Clement. They're like, if I had to do a top 10 list of broadcast partners, not right now, but in my life, I would go Gary Thorne, Bill Clement because of the ESPN days, and that was a fantastic, partnership.
Yeah.
Probably as good as Doc and, Doc
and whoever.
Whoever. there's been so many
Edzo,
of them.
Edzo,
yes. Did Doc do with John Davidson for a little bit?
I don't know if there would be a room in the booth for that much greatness.
Yeah. But anyway, Gary Thorne, Bill Clement,
Think about the random. You must have experienced this. Just the great fortune of being in the same space physically, randomly, with like Doc Emrick and JD over the years.
Yeah,
like two of the most wonderful, warm storytelling. Couldn't care less about who you were and why you were there. You were there, which made you important enough to be in the conversation and sharing in hockey history.
And like,
they wanted your opinion.
They wanted your opinion.
You know what I mean? Like, it was so refreshing to be around
when
two
we
people
go on the road,
of that stature that were just regular people.
When we go on the road, which happens a handful of times during the season because of maybe some conflict with the Bills in the studio for our broadcast.
Tension,
yeah. We have tension with Tasker and Maddie Glab. No, we love them. But
when I have a
we
new
go
Maddie
to Tampa,
Glab story
when
for
we
you.
Go to Tampa, I always look forward if we go to Tampa because of Phil Esposito. And Phil is on the press box and he's walking around and he's doing whatever. But you get, like, he wants to talk to you. He wants to say hi. He wants, come on in the booth and you hang out. And those are some of the legends that I absolutely love spending a few minutes with. And that's great.
I had legendary moments with Maddie and Steve last weekend, her husband, not Tasker.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Let's not start.
Was that Saturday night?
It was Saturday
night. Oh, boy.
Did you hear about it?
I heard about a... I heard from a buddy of mine that talked...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To you, yeah. On Saturday night, okay. I was there, so yes.
All right. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, where were we? We are here
yes.
at KeyBank Center. We were discussing top. Do we have any more punctuation marks to put on the top 20 defense list? Are we missing somebody else?
No, I don't think so. I think Drew Doughty on the list is.
Well, he is his own agent after all, so he made sure that he got himself on
again,
the list.
Again, like he's 17th on the list. Any given games, Drew Doughty can play like a top five guy. Like he has games where he's like that Toby Keith song. I may not be as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. Mm-hmm. Like there is a game that you'll turn the TV on and you'll say, oh my God, Drew Doughty is just spectacular. So 17th on the list is fair for Drew Doughty, but I absolutely love coming home at night after Sabres game. Putting the TV on, if Ellie's playing, you do the same. The West Coast games are on. And if Drew Doughty's having one of his games, you cannot take your eyes off of him. He's fun to watch. So that's some homework for you to do this year. Watch Drew Doughty once in a while.
Again. Morgan Riley was not on the list.
No, not on the list. I wouldn't put him on the list
either. No, Goss Despair was not on the list. I'm just going through the point leaders from last year. Mackenzie Weegar, who has... Again, by the way, I mean, he was neck and neck with Dahlin and Josi last year for a goal scorer. He had 20 goals last year, right?
Yep.
But again, how far removed from the cup was he? Well, sadly for him, he was a team away and now maybe years away from getting back to that position. John Carlson, Chris Letang, they actually outscored
Eric
Drew Doughty. Yeah, but I would put John ahead. Well... See, that's an interesting debate.
So I'm going through the
like,
media
honestly,
salaries right now.
Like, there's no debate here. John Carlson is more important to the Washington Capitals than Eric Carlson has been to the Pittsburgh Penguins, right?
I even did a thing on the Pittsburgh Penguins yesterday, and I said...
Like more NHL Network time?
No, it's a TSN thing, but
okay,
I said... Pittsburgh is Crosby, Malkin, Letang. I didn't even include Carlson in that conversation. It's Crosby,
right, because
Malkin,
he came there
Letang.
And they ended up with the worst power play, or almost the worst,
power play.
Like, how is that possible?
They haven't made the playoffs now in 2 years, and I don't think they'll make it again this year. But I'm looking at salaries, so you're looking at points. It's Carlson, it's Seth Jones, it's Darnell Nurse, it's Petrangelo, Sergachev, right? Those are guys that... Jake Sanderson, I should say.
Okay, I gotta fill in a little blank here before we break, because you sensed, and this is strange to me because I reacted this way even though I love the player.
Mm-hmm.
You know how excited I was for Vegas to get Noah Hanifin. I've loved this kid and his maturity and his poise since he came into the NHL. I think it's been hard for him at times to live up to his draft pedigree. And
McDavid, Jack Eichel.
Yeah, and I think he's done an incredible job, and he's now been rewarded by Vegas. But remember the first thing out of my mouth when we landed on Hanifin was like, is he even the best on the team? So, again, we have to stress NHL Network right now.
Yeah.
Shea Theodore had 42 points in 47 games last year. The injury derailed, right, what was going to probably be his biggest season ever. That doesn't take away for me how good Shea Theodore is. Like
he's still good right now. He's unbelievable.
So yeah. Anyway,
I know. Listen, like Morgan Riley, some people would say he is an top level defenseman. Could he be in the top 20?
Yeah,
potentially. I still think that list is pretty good, other than a few mistakes here.
Do you have all the info? I'm getting lightheaded, by the way. So if I happen to fall over or fall asleep, it's lack of sleep and just being unwell.
What
anyway,
do you want to?
Do you have a night picked out among the theme nights that have been unveiled at Sabres.com?
I'm looking at them right now.
We obviously have the home opener.
Yes.
With the party in the plaza on October 10th.
That's a Thursday night.
We have our return of Hockey Fights Cancer on the 1st
of November.
Mm-hmm. Marty, we have a gravy boat giveaway on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, against the Minnesota Wild.
Are you and I wearing brown suits on that night?
No.
I think we should.
I think we should maybe get costumes and get like old fashioned, like pilgrim's outfit type of thing, or like
so basically anything Herb Tarlock wore on WKRP.
Yeah, something like that, or yeah. Jerry Seinfeld, the puffy
shirt. And I bring that up only because I know you watch those channels that show endless old.
I do. I'm not a.
Or do you do you only go back to Friends and not rewind any further?
I do a lot of Friends. I'm a big sucker for the show Castle, and I've mentioned that before. I'll go back and watch some Seinfeld episodes. I'm not a Curb guy. I never really watched Curb, but WKRP, I've seen some episodes. I've not watched it from start to beginning.
Okay.
Cheers, I've watched.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I think there's a great of them over there. Look, Girls and Women in Sport is in February the 4th against the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's huge. Like, I'm telling you, I've been watching the WNBA more, obviously Caitlin Clark and the whole thing that's happened. Even, you know, the Olympics, right? The women's rugby seven. That was great. A lot of really good girls and women in sports events, and that will be awesome to celebrate that and to promote that. Youth Hockey Day is just a couple of days before that in February. That's also always fun because we wear the jerseys and the players come into it. So there's a lot of great, you know, theme nights that the Sabres have released.
Check them out on the Sabres social channels and at Sabres.com. Our themes of the day.
Teams?
Well, we themes and teams. You're amazing. See, I could have let you say it and people would have been
Tick and Tim. Teams.
We might have exhausted the theme of top 20 defensemen. We haven't even touched our team of the day. The dreaded division rival, Ottawa Senators. That's next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm sorry. We're 34 minutes in, and I honestly feel like an apology is necessary. Like, I know we talk about this a lot, but I am literally so sleep deprived in the last 6 weeks, and it's not funny because it's a major health concern. But I
get it.
Well,
I'm not laughing.
Yeah,
that,
like but. I get like, but it's trending the wrong way. So I feel like if I've been talking a million miles an hour or stomping over you unintentionally, I apologize for that. I want it to be a good show, and I.
It is a great show. It's awesome, although we failed to do something that Mike Schoub did really well yesterday. He was
early.
He was early for the break three times.
That's why
in
we went late today.
So, but yes, we're making it up for
sure. So incredibly, you brought up Darren Dreger in the first half hour.
Yes,
and I actually wanted to create a segment today because Darren is normally on Thursdays, and in his absence until the season starts, I thought we should do what would Darren say?
Oh.
Or what would Dreger say?
Pair that with the team of the day. What would Dreger say about the Ottawa Senators?
Well, Dreg's actually used to work on the Senators broadcast, regional broadcast, and they are the team of the day. And Darren also used to work in Edmonton, where I used to work. And that gives me an opportunity, as we segue into team of the day, to say happy birthday to legendary Ottawa Senator Sean Van Allen.
Oh, yes.
And now this is all tied together with Edmonton and Ottawa and Dreger and yours truly, because we've all walked in the same path. Van Allen used to be a standout American Hockey League player for Cape Breton when they were the Oilers Farm Club. And I'm blanking as to whether it happened in the AHL or the NHL, but Sean, unfortunately, got knocked out in a game early on in his career. And the story, as it was told to me in Edmonton when I worked there, was they said when he came to, tell him he's Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, no.
So when I saw today that legendary Senator Sean Van Allen was 57 today, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to share this. This was one of those, you know, urban like legend stories.
This is a very, very typical AHL of the 90s type of thing, like play games. A guy gets knocked out, and when he wakes up, you're like, hey, Wayne, what's happening?
Hey, this Gretzky, legend.
Oh, it's good to see him. Hey, he's got the grandkids running around. I love it, Mr. Mike Foligno.
This is great marketing right here.
Absolutely.
Love this.
Yeah, he, you know,
Mike Foligno in the house
at the Sabres alumni golf on Monday. He was looking great. We met Sunday night. He was awesome.
Amazing.
So love having Mike Foligno here. Although The question comes with the Ottawa Senators,
yes,
team of the day, is that...
Look at this look guy. At, live on the air.
Come on, come on.
Get in between us. Get in between us. Welcome back.
We golfed the other day. We're still looking for his ball.
Yeah, you're still looking for my ball. But I did win the tournament, so just letting you know. So say hi to everybody watching on MSG.
Look at this.
The great Mike Foligno.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
Doesn't he look awesome? He's so fit. He looks great. He's chasing all these grandkids around, so that's probably why or whatnot. But, yeah.
Amazing.
But, okay, so that leads me to, like, how long do rivalries... That's why I was like, somebody's coming at us. The security thing is on. How long do rivalry last? Because, like, when Mike Foligno was here... Let's see, the Sabres had a rivalry with the Flyers from some of the mid-70s stuff, mm-hmm, and more. And then later, like the Ottawa Senators were a big-time rival, mm-hmm, to the Buffalo Sabres from the mid-90s.
Which started in 97 with, yeah, their first ever playoff appearance and Derek Plant's winner.
Yeah. And then it was the next year with Pekka Yashin, right? It's, mm-hmm, like...
2 years later, 1999.
Yeah, 99. Yep. Pekka, and then... You know, you take that into Pominville goal, and then the year after, losing
Alfredson,
to Ottawa.
Yeah.
So that rivalry from, you know, 97 to 2007 was huge.
Yeah.
Are the Ottawa Senators still a rival to the Sabres? When fans show up, do they still think we hate the Senators? No. I don't think it is.
No, but it should. But obviously, we know the Sabres' urgency to get back to the postseason, and Ottawa has the exact same thing. They've missed it 7 straight. We got a cameo from Jacques Martin last year, which made it feel like the rivalry of old. But going to miss you, Jacques.
Travis, Patty Lalime, Chris Neal, and Dennis Vial to make that.
Exactly. And Travis Green is now the head coach,
yes,
and they are trying to end their drought. They got a Vezina winning goalie for free, in my opinion, in Linus Allmark.
They gave Kopitarlo. He's on my departure list, and I put him first, and I'm like, I probably should have put him last, but that's okay.
So I unearthed an interesting stat on the Ottawa Senators. They were 23rd on the power play, 29th on the penalty kill, neither of which is very good, and it's made more pronounced when you consider that by a wide margin, Ottawa led the NHL in special teams time advantage.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost 100 minutes to the good, meaning they got way more power play than they had to penalty kill, and they couldn't get either of them right last year. So
That's a problem. But I think that the power play should not have been that bad. Look, they had Chychrun and they had Chabot and Sanderson on the back end to lead and quarterback that. Mm-hmm. They had Stutzla and Giroux and Tkachuk and, you know, Pinto came in later. Mm-hmm. Norris got hurt. Drake Patterson. Like, they have some offensive talent. They went and got David Perron this year, kind of a little bit like Claude Giroux, to add a little veteran winning leadership, because Perron has had a lot of success wherever he's gone. So does he move the needle way up? No, a little bit. The biggest thing, you talk about numbers, yeah. They were bad in special teams. They were bad in they didn't score as much as they wanted.
They were 28th at 5-on-5, so that wasn't great.
It's not great. The worst thing, they were last in one category.
Save percentage?
Save percentage by team. They were at...
That was a guess, by the way, so be proud of me.
884. They were tied with the Philadelphia Flyers for last in the league at 884 team save percentage. Now, Linus Ullmark is going to help that.
Mm-hmm.
And a healthier Anton Forsberg should help that as well. But can you bring it from 884 to 902, 903? Like, that's a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis Green has never been great AHL coach with Utica, did well. But in his years with Vancouver, in five years, he made the playoffs one time, mm-hmm, missed three times, got fired the other year.
Mm-hmm.
With New Jersey this year, when he took over Lindy Ruff, it wasn't much better.
No.
Okay, there was some injury and goaltending was an issue, but... Mm-hmm. You know, now he walks into Ottawa. I feel like Ottawa picked Travis Green. I have no confidence in what Travis Green can do with the team right now. I feel like that is a they're hoping, but I think they missed the boat on that. They wanted Todd McClellan, but the LA Kings weren't
Columbus.
Columbus, that was Todd McClellan. I think Ottawa wanted McClellan too, but they picked Travis Green. That's what it was.
producer Jeff, can we get a
yes? That's sign? Right. He's nodding. Yes, he's right.
No,
that was Columbus.
No, but here's the thing. I'm imagining this real life scenario. Like, how many jobs did McClellan not get? Because his agent said, no, you're making too much money from L.A. We can't take another job.
Well, I mean, he was rumored here in Buffalo a little bit, and obviously Lindy was the number one choice, and he's been rumored everywhere, but Ottawa decided to go to Travis Green. I'm not confident in what Travis Green can do, so that starts there.
Well, I think this is a fair question, and you're not going to like it because it's going to feel like I'm putting you on the spot, but hey, if the shoe fits. I mean, Buffalo, Ottawa, Detroit, Montreal, like who's the most look at this. Can we get a second cameo on the show?
We got Mike Foligno on, and now Lindy wants to jump in.
His teammate.
He's working. He's got to go work. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, can we
Who's going to make it? Like, all these teams that we keep talking about, and we've already done Detroit team of the day, and we've already done Montreal team of the day, and now it's Ottawa. And we talk about Buffalo, obviously, every day. Like, who's making the jump from this group to get in?
So, my prediction for the year is 5 Atlantic teams make the playoff, 3 Metro does. Mm-hmm. The only two that I'm basically saying they're in a different class is Toronto, Florida. Mm-hmm. Toronto, Florida is making the playoffs, 1-2 in the Atlantic Division. Montreal is 8, in my opinion.
Okay,
so now you got 1-2 and 8 figured out. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's 5 teams and 3 playoff spots. So you got Boston, Tampa, Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa, and you have 3 playoff spots for those 5 teams. That's the way I see it being played out this year.
But everybody's tweaked the roster.
Yep.
Like where
Not
do you
a lot
get,
of
where
tweaks.
Do, like I, honestly, like I know this is a hard question to answer, but like where is Ottawa and Buffalo? Where are Ottawa, is that right?
Where
I'm
are
asking
the
you
Ottawa
for
Senators?
Grammatical help here.
Yes, no. Oh. Where are the Ottawa Senators compared to the Buffalo Sabres?
Right.
Ottawa didn't make a lot of moves, right? They added Linus Ullmark, and they added guys like Noah Gregor and Michael
Mattio. Well, Jensen's in on the blue line for Chychrun in that deal.
Yeah, they lost Chychrun. They lost Kubalik. Like,
made the most.
The big piece
if I'm
is
wrong,
Ullmark.
Did they not make the biggest impact?
From what they needed, yes, 100%.
Right.
Like Detroit, it's Detroit. I feel like Steve Yzerman just threw darts at the wall and he says, we're going to get this
but
guy.
He's not even done yet. That's the thing. Like, I mean, he has to
sign Raymond.
He has to establish his salary cap structure kind of moving forward, right?
And it's not done.
Right.
I think Detroit is the last piece. So now, if you go back into my original question, Boston, Tampa, Buffalo, Ottawa, 3 of the 4 teams, in my opinion, make the playoffs. So either you got to have a big comeback to earth moment for Boston or Tampa, or it's either between Buffalo and Ottawa for that last spot.
Is Tampa getting Gensel bigger than Ottawa getting Ullmark?
No. Because Tampa getting Gensel is, in my opinion, just Stamkos replacement.
And the production is likely to be the same or similar. All they did was get a little younger at the forward position, right?
Yeah, but they did.
Like, we don't expect Gensel.
They lost their captain.
Like, right. Gensel's an incredibly consistent scorer, delivered as hoped in Carolina, really. I mean, just go back and look at that window, and they wanted him. But, yeah, like, we don't expect Gensel to all of a sudden vault into the 110-point category where he gets into the conversation of Hart Trophy. But if you're looking at what Ottawa could have with Linus, although the real question, and I think I blurted this out last week maybe when you weren't on, and I think it was Shayna and I, Linus has still not even played 50 regular season. He had 49 in a season. Is Ullmark going to get 60 games with the Senators, and will that allow the Senators to take that leap back into the top 8 in the East?
A fully healthy Linus Ullmark for the full season is going to play 58 games with 24 to Anton Forsberg.
And or some combination of Sogard.
Or whatever, right? Yeah. So I say 58 games for Linus Ullmark. I think Ullmark to the Ottawa Senators has the potential of being the same impact as Matthew Tkachuk going to Florida in a different way. Because Tkachuk went to Florida and it changed everybody.
Right.
everybody played different because Tkachuk was there. Ullmark has that impact in net because if he makes the save and plays anywhere near the level he was with Boston, and even here in Buffalo, which he played at a high level, he's mm-hmm. done that on teams that are not as good. Mm-hmm. Some people may say, oh, Ullmark did great in Boston because the Boston Bruins were good. Okay, go back to the time here in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He did well right. on a team that didn't
There's
make the playoffs.
There's a reason Boston signed him to the contract.
So if he plays to that level, it makes Stützle, Brady Tkachuk, Claude Giroux, Patterson, Pinto, Norris, everybody better. And Norris coming back from a third shoulder surgery. Hopefully that. So that's where I see Ullmark's impact could potentially have the same impact Tkachuk had with the Florida Panthers.
All right, quick timeout for us.
Back. Are we late for the break?
No, we're right on time.
Oh.
And back after this on Sabres Live.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
One of these days, we're not going to talk hockey, and maybe you're okay with that. So let us know which day you want that to be, because we have like 900 non-hockey topics right now that I want to get to at the end of the show. And I just don't think it's fair that we try to cram them in without proper context.
Can I tell you something I found? I know we have very little time.
Mm-hmm.
So Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen fan page is telling me that there's a shortage of classic Marty jerseys online to buy right now. He doesn't have my jersey. He shows a Miller, an Hasek, a Nornan, a Luukkonen, and he wants a Biron, and there's a shortage of them online.
Why didn't he come to the job fair?
I have a couple. Isn't that impressive? There's a shortage of my jerseys online. But it's probably because they didn't make that many back then, but that's okay.
None of this is surprising to me. I sit next to Mr. Popularity three times every
most
6 months.
Most of the jerseys that come in are like from like 2001, and they're awesome. They're vintage, but yeah.
Okay, so your popularity, as evidenced by the lack of jerseys, is pretty high.
Okay.
Steph Curry's about to get $62.6 million on a one-year extension that'll keep him with Golden State through 27.
So it's the extension for the year after, not this year, the year after. How about that? Like when you know you're getting 60-some million dollars in a year from now.
At that stage of your career on a one-year extension. Dude, it's been nice to see you. Maybe we'll do it again tomorrow on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.